Halifax, Nova Scotia. They say reality is dealing with the truth, so that's exactly what I be revealing in the booth. 'Cause in the end, I'm only after my daps. And let me start by saying I ain't happy with scraps. Think 300 years back, our people were kings. Now we killing ourselves over chains and rings. We'll put a change to things, what I call trickery. Rewind 200 years, put us on ships and we were told we were headed to our promised land. So-called free the slaves, visions tarnished there. When cold set in our bones, realized the direction we were headed was more lies and deception. At the hands of the devil, yo, the ship just didn't stop. Watch family members drop, and so this is why I'm hot. Yes, music is my savior, but what is it for you? Stay tuned to 902 as my people struggle through. Just call it Halifax. Yeah, where I come from, they call it Halifax. Okay. And what I'm spitting, you can call it Halifax. May y'all know me, dog, I'm reppin' Halifax.
Halifax.
Nova Scotia, call me Halifax. 'Cause what I'm spitting, yes, it's all just Halifax. And where I come from, they call it Halifax. So when you see me, just call me Halifax. The activist. Imagine rolling up just down by the casino. Okay. The white British on land you ain't seen, yo. With expectation before you out the harbor. With no consideration of the fact they just scarred ya. Knowing that wealth in the future gon' come through land. Pick the worst that they possibly can. Gave us Africa, Beachville, Preston, and Hammond's Plains. Like now we happy and can't complain as if we asked to be here. No compensation. And the Atlantic Ocean ain't a conversation. But a million black bodies remain in the bottom. And we supposed to turn a blind eye as if you ain't brought them. We ain't forgot them, nor am I forgiven. Or trying to be down with your greedy way of living. Feeling old reparation, plus separation. Or at least medication for stress that we facing. Up in Halifax. Yeah, where I come from, they call it Halifax. And what I'm spitting, you can call it Halifax. May y'all know me, dog, I'm reppin' Halifax.
Halifax.
Nova Scotia, call me Halifax. 'Cause what I'm spitting, yes, it's all just Halifax. And where I come from, they call it Halifax. So when you see me, just call me Halifax. The activist. Look in my face and just be honest, man. This ain't no place you call a promised land. It's easy to sell visions if you ain't gonna meet them. Politicians make promises and never don't keep them. They try to sweep them right under their chair. Not realizing only one love is fair. One people, one kind, yo, the human race. Could be straight, instead anger just accumulates. Claiming y'all ain't racist, maybe half demented. And about a tenth of you would ever see an Afrocentric existence in society. But put it in perspective, this all comes down to we gotta think collective. Lose the objective, treat us like black fools. Yeah, maybe cash rules, but we need black schools. Learning is key, no fake in my track. Man, half the land they gave us, they taking it back. Up in Halifax. Yeah, where I come from, they call it Halifax. And what I'm spitting, you can call it Halifax. May y'all know me, dog, I'm reppin'
Halifax.
Nova Scotia, call me Halifax. 'Cause what I'm spitting, yes, it's all just Halifax. And where I come from, they call it Halifax. So when you see me, just call me Halifax. The activist.
Yes, yes, yes. Halifax, what it do, what it do. You are now rocking with the best. Youth Now Radio, CKDU 88.1. That was Halifax with Halifax, our first track. We are about to go to another track, some new Jay-Z, so we're going to play that. So sit tight, relax, you know, get a tea, coffee, beer, whatever it is that you need to do to relax, and chill, and ride with us for the next hour and a half. We got an interesting show lined up, a few guests, a few hot topics. It's going to be nice, so yeah.
Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin. This is anti-auto-tune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-alongs. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde. Preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong, this ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connects. My raps don't have melodies. It should make jackets want go and commit felonies. Get your chain took in. I may do it myself, I'm so Brooklyn. I know we facing a recession, but the music y'all making gon' make it the Great Depression. Or your lack of aggression. Pull your skirt back down, throw a set, man. Yeah, this just violent. This is death or auto-tune, moment of silence. Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin. Hold up. This ain't a number one record. This is practically assault with a deadly weapon. I made this just for flex and Mr. C, I want people to feel threatened. Stop your blood clot crying. The kid, the dog, everybody dying, no lying. Boy's jeans too tight, your colors too bright, your voice too light. I might wear black for years straight. I might bring back Versace shades. This ain't for Z100. Ye told me to kill y'all to keep it 100. This is for Hot 97. For Khaled, who be the best in. Yeah, this just violent. This is death or auto-tune, moment of silence. Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin. Hold up. This might need a verse from Cheesy. Hey. I might send this to the mixtape, Weezy. Get somebody from BMF to talk on it. Get this to a blood, let a crit walk on it. Give me thou the style on this. I just don't need nobody to smile on this. You rappers singing too much. Get back to rap, you T-painting too much. I'm a multi-millionaire, so how is it I'm still the hardest one here? I don't be in the project hallway, talking about how I be in the project all day. That sounds stupid to me. If you a gangster, this is how you prove it to me. Yeah, just get violent. This is death or auto-tune, moment of silence.
Yo. We are now back. We are now on air. Youth Now Collective is in the building. First off, we're going to start over here in Studio A. And we're going to go around. And it's going to end in Studio A because I'm going to go last. But we're going to start it over here, though.
All right. What's up, Halifax? It's Glenn, you know. Monday is, it seems like the perfect day today. Yeah, I'm going to pass it on.
Why is it the perfect day?
The weather.
The weather. I got to play a bit of basketball with an old friend. I told him to come through to the radio. He had things that he needed to do. I'm going to call him in a minute to remind him if he's not sleeping.
Did you hear me move my chair?
No.
No.
But now we know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No worries.
All right, I'm going to pass it on.
All right, hey, what's up, Halifax and surrounding areas? It's your boy, Nephew, a.k.a. The Weatherman, a.k.a. Young Diz. You know what it is, Williams. It's a good day today, man.
What up, everybody? Studio B, Old Dizzy, signing in, checking in. You know what I mean? We're starting the show off right. It's going to be a good show.
Why is it a she? Why is it a she? Well, she gonna be a good show.
Because it's always a she.
What's up with that?
It's always a she. She's the best.
She's are the best.
Yeah, she's are the best.
Yeah, it's always a she.
You know what? I'm loving that music in that background.
You like that?
I do like that.
A millie, a millie, a millie, a millie.
I wish I had a millie right now.
What is a millie?
A million.
Oh.
I think that's right, right?
Yeah. Yes, that is right. All right. So yeah, shout out to over Studio B. Y'all go ahead, introduce yourself, say who you are, how old you were, how was your weekend?
All right. This is Becky. I'm 18. My weekend was awesome.
No one.
You don't really have to say how old you are.
I guess I took you serious then.
Exactly. We do as we're told in Studio B.
Right, but no,
well,
but no.
All right, well, then let me see your social insurance number, your date of birth, and let me get a pen and a pad, we can proceed.
And there's a $10 radio fee now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
But no, I had a really good weekend. We all went to Cirque du Soleil on Friday.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
I went to the Cirque du Soleil too. It was really good.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Yeah, I was there.
Well, I was at home typing on the computer.
Yeah.
I was like, why is it so bad here?
I know. You should have showed up, man. It was a good show.
I know.
And then me and a couple of these guys, we seen Choclair and Maestro on Saturday.
And Ambition.
And our boy Ambition did the opening act, so.
Yo, you know, he changed his shoes 3 times during his set.
I noticed.
Yo, what is that about?
My question is, did he let them girls keep his shoes for real?
No, he took them back.
Oh, okay.
He didn't drink anything all night. I was going to say, man,
I got to have some words with homeboy.
So what's with changing shoes 3 times?
He loves his shoes, man.
Oh, is that right?
I can't lie, though. He got a nice collection, though, so I'm not even mad at him.
Yeah, and it's like you pay for his shoes, you have to show them off.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. The blue ones, the Olympic ones are ridiculous.
Wow.
So I guess I can go now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. This is Mia. What's up, everyone? My weekend was awesome too. Got to chill with some family and stuff. That's always good. And the weather was A-okay this weekend, so I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
You happy?
I'm happy.
Are you happy now?
I'm happy. I'm smiling right now.
That's good because we can hear it on the radio right now. We can see it, right, Case? Because we have viewers on the radio.
Yes.
We do have viewers on the radio.
Dude, why are you going to... Okay, if you're going to bring it up every week, I'm going to ride it too. Like, yeah, we got viewers, man.
We do have viewers.
I said we had viewers. Instead of tuning in, I said they were viewing in.
Yeah.
So Baz kind of got a kick out of it.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
Drag it
that's
on.
Cute, though.
It is. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to continue to refer to our listeners as viewers as just viewers. For Showbaz.
I love it, man. Thank you.
And, you're welcome.
And this is your boy, Showbaz.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Showbaz. Well,
yeah, I'm doing good. It's really good to be here. And we have a guest in the studio here sitting beside me. She's gonna throw down, and it's just she's gonna throw down.
Okay, you need to
say first of all, it's not throw down.
Yeah, show it's a cypher.
You mean she's going to be joining the cypher?
Yes,
throw down sounds like someone's fighting.
All right. Is that right?
We could do that later, so bad.
Yeah, she's gonna be joining the cypher, but I'm good and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be anywhere, actually.
True,
glad to be alive, true.
Absolutely.
Everyone done over there? Is it back to me now? Okay. So, it's your boy Case, and my weekend was all that. Like I said, Friday, Cirque du Soleil, free tickets. Shout out to Sabrina and Youscape for the free tickets.
Yeah, yeah, I know Sabrina.
What else? Oh, yeah, shout out to Maestro and Choclair. Shout out to Choclair for getting me and my boy in for free on the VIP list. It was a dope show, seriously. It was hip-hop was in the air. Shout out to IV, the DJ. Shout out to Ambition and his crew. It was a live show, really. The turnout, I'm always disappointed with the turnout because, I don't know, like, Maestro Fresh West is a big deal, so, like, the place should have been packed.
Yeah, it was kind of, like, slim in numbers, but it was a good time, man.
It was
man.
A good
hype
time,
show.
Anyway.
Big up to Maestro, sure. Man, you know what I mean?
Let your backbone slide.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Drop the needle.
Drop the needle. That was such a good show, man.
Well, so best.
Yo.
We were, KC and I, we were, at a local... establishment downtown, so Maestro just came in from the airport. He sees us or whatever. So, you know, we show love. That means wave or whatever. So mm-hmm. he goes in the hotel room. He said he'd be back.
Oh, we asked him if he wanted a beer.
Yeah, we just asked him if he wanted a beer, you know, being hospitable or whatever.
Mm. Showing that down east love, yeah.
Yeah. So he comes back and he made a point to let us know that he was down here 2 years ago taping Poor Boys Game, the movie we starring right. Danny Glover.
That's right.
And then he said he got a chance to know about, learn about the history and all that. So let him know that, you know what I mean, we are in Halifax, but we're by way of East Preston. You know, he sees, like, knows to us talking about the history and stuff like that. So it was good to be able to share with a fellow Canadian who knows about, you know, this part of the coast.
Does everybody know what Poor Boys Game's all about? Does anybody not know?
No, I've never heard of it.
No? Really?
It's a good movie, man. Y'all should go check that out.
Yeah, strong content. Good movie, though.
It's a movie about...
I like movies with strong content. Yeah, well, those are the best ones.
This is one. It's about it's a story of a guy who's in prison, a white guy, and basically... there's a story of a black family as well, and they focus in on sort of the whole issue of racism in the clubs, you know, not letting people in because of their color. That's one of the many themes. There's a lot of themes.
Boxing.
One of them, boxing is another one, and it's a good film.
Sadly, it's still happening. People not being let in clubs because of their race.
No, that's not happening,
it's
is it?
It's still happening. It actually happens.
That doesn't happen.
So bad.
That doesn't happen. Come on. We're in 2009.
Okay, seriously, hold on. Okay, man.
They got stories.
Okay, I got a story. It happened recently. What day was that?
I like stories.
That was Saturday. Saturday morning or Sunday morning?
Just listen to the story.
Anyway, okay. It was Saturday or Sunday morning. We go. The thing is, I feel bad because this is my favorite, like one of my favorite places to eat, and I don't want to put them on blast like this, but I got to.
I wouldn't be me.
So anyway, I enter this place that I enter a lot of time. Me, Orin, our friend Furrow, and his lady friend. We go there often, and we never, ever, ever, ever get ID, ever. But it's a, you know what I mean? So that's cool. So it's like early in the daytime. There's little kids in there and everything eating with their parents. So we sit down, we get ID'd. So I'm thinking everything's all right because we're all of age, but just so happens that my boy's lady friend just doesn't have her ID on her. So we're like, is that really a problem? We don't want it, you know what I mean? We don't want any liquor or anything. We just want to eat. And unfortunately, she was like, yeah, if you got no ID, you can't eat. We were asked to leave.
You can't eat.
We couldn't eat there. We were asked to leave. And I eat there on the regular.
Since when
and
do
I've
you
never,
need
ever,
ID
ever, ever
eat?
Been ID'd there, ever.
To eat.
To eat.
In the bar or just the
restaurant?
It's a bar, but it's a bar that got good food. So, like, during the day, it's more of a restaurant than a bar.
There were kids in there. That's what I'm saying.
There was kids in there with their parents, right? So, I'm like, why are you going to... We just want to eat. And they made us leave because one of us didn't have ID.
That's ridiculous.
But that's mild compared to not being able to get into the clubs.
Yeah, that's
it's a
mild.
Big.
That is.
It's bad.
Big difference.
It's a big difference. My goodness. Anyway, we should. You know what we should do? We should introduce our guest. And we have another guest in the studio too. You know, I'm not going to share who it is yet. But
it's a surprise.
That's a surprise guest. And she's going to be coming on a little later.
Is that Alicia Keys?
No, we got someone better than Alicia Keys. Come on now.
She's so better.
She is so better than Alicia Keys.
I'm excited.
Oh, me too. I've been excited. But anyway, Samantha is here. I'll tell you a little bit about Samantha, where I met Samantha. We were doing some, we were filming a gentleman from the community here, a guy by the name of Robert Brown. Some of the listeners who have listened to...
Some of y'all might know him as Bass.
That's right. Now, Bass is going around high schools now and basically sharing, I guess, the story of the transformation of his life from one of sort of, you know, negativity to positivity. And we were at, what school were we at? We were at Cole Harbor High. And
shout out to Cole Harbor High.
Shout out to Cole Harbor High indeed. And this young lady just kind of came up on the scene and said, you know, she raps and would love to come on the show. And we thought, well, we'd love to have you on the show. So, hello.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sam, a.k.a. Mercedes. Some people might know me. I was going to do a little something I wrote, basically about music, since music's my life and it's something I really enjoy and I've liked it ever since I was young. So, yeah, I'm gonna go. So here it is, and I hope that everyone likes it. Beware, I'm a little nervous.
wait, hold on, hold the phone. So, you want music behind this?
No, that's all. I'll do a cappella.
Okay. Bust it, baby.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
All right, it's all you.
Music is the freedom of expression. You can speak whatever you wish, whether it's happiness or depression. You can even feel the beat from your head to your feet. Music is the most meaningful thing that life can bring. It can open up your eyes and make you realize and see how inspirational music can be. Music can be one person's enemy or another person's therapy. It can give you the mind to inspire and the power of desire to be able to speak your emotions and to push to get that devotion. It gives people in this world a story to tell. And again, I will say, it can be something you abhor or something you adore. Whatever you say is great, so don't hesitate to speak your hopes and faith.
Yeah.
Light them in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm feeling that. That was good.
Very good.
That was
good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it as well. So, how old is that piece? When did you write it?
I actually wrote this last year. In around June.
What type of mood were you in when you wrote? Did you write that in one sitting?
I was actually at school, and I was in English class, and we were doing some stuff for poetry. And since I'm really into poetry and stuff, I did most of my portfolio on my music that I write, and I wanted to do something about music to kind of show how I feel about music, since it's really special to me, and kind of show how it helps me to tell stories and how it helps me to get through bad times and things like that.
That's deep.
That is deep. Mm-hmm. Who inspires you musically?
I have a lot of inspirations. Eminem's my biggest one because of a lot of things he's been through in his life and how he uses the expression about how music kind of like his therapy, how it can help him to express how he's feeling inside when some people might not know, because when you're going through a bunch of things, sometimes it's kind of hard to say how you're feeling, so it's kind of easier to put it in a song for some people who are like creative and things. So he's one of my biggest, since he's so real and likes to tell things about real life.
I had a question. I'm just wondering, I mean, because Sam, how old are you?
I am 17.
And so here you are talking about all of this internal stuff and, you know, and you like sort of Eminem because all of the things that he's gone through. And I recently heard about, like, he was addicted to, is it pills or some sort of painkiller pills?
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and just this, I guess he lost a best friend, died or something like that. I was watching it on television the other day. So I mean, it's just interesting to me that at 17 is life at 17? Is it challenging for you?
It is, because I mean, I do have personal problems, you know, like family conflicts and things, and even when I was younger, going through schools and stuff like that, I had a hard time because, you know, I did have people who picked on me and things like that, and you know, friends who kind of like backstab, just kind of those sorts of things. And at the same time, having personal problems because, you know, I had other friends who were having personal issues. And I actually had one good friend who tried to commit suicide. And that was very hard because I was really, really worried about her. We could barely leave her alone because, you know, she'd always have these cuts on her arms and it would just really scare us. And she had went to the psych ward for a while and she came out and things, and it was hard because she didn't have the support of her father because he had kicked her out of the house and things. And she ended up having to go back to the United States to live with her mother. And she's actually doing a lot better there.
Do you want to give a shout out to your friend?
I do. I love you and miss you, Bailey. And I hope that you're doing good. And I hope that you're really happy in Miami with your mom.
I love Miami.
Yeah, Miami's the spot. M-I-A-O. Shout out to Miami.
Shout out to Pitbull.
Indeed. But I mean,
Dade County, what up?
Yeah.
Rouse.
So is it, I mean, can we, I mean, the thing that's jumping out at me, as you know, things do jump out at me.
Yeah.
They tend to do that.
They do tend to do that. It's just about the stuff that young people are dealing with.
Oh, young people are dealing with a lot of real issues.
Okay, hold the phone. A can of worms has just been opened. So before we get into it, we got to play a track.
All right. Okay.
We had a request for Beautiful by,
Samantha
or Mercedes, whichever you like to be referred to when you're on air. I'm guessing it's Mercedes, but it's just a guess.
So
we're gonna go to that, and then we'll be back. Mercedes, we might not play the whole song because it's 6 minutes and we only got an hour and a half, so but we're gonna play it for you though.
Okay,
thank you. Viewers,
stay tuned.
yeah
and enjoy the musical break. We'll be back. Youth Now Radio 88.1 CKDU. Holla.
Yeah, buddy.
Everybody. world where they can be alone. Are you calling me? Are you trying to get through? Are you reaching out for me? I'm reaching out for you. I'm just so fucking depressed, I just can't seem to get out this slump. If I could just get over this hump, but I need something to pull me out this dump. I took my bruises, took my lumps, fell down and I got right back up. But I need that spark to get psyched back up in order for me to pick the mic back up. I don't know how or why or when I ended up in this position I'm in. I'm starting to feel distant again, so I decided just to pick this pen up and try to make an attempt to vent. But I just can't admit or come to grips with the fact that I may be done with rap. I need a new outlet. And I know some shit's so hard to swallow, but I just can't sit back and wallow in my own sorrow. But I know one fact, I'll be one tough fact to follow. One tough fact to follow, I'll be one tough fact to follow. Here today, gone tomorrow, but you'd have to walk 1,000 miles. My shoes just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, let's trade shoes just to see what it'd be like to. Your pain, you feel mine, go inside each other's minds just to see what we find. We'll get shit through each other's eyes. But don't let them say you ain't beautiful. They can all get fucked, just stay true. Feel like I gotta check the temperature of the room just as soon as I walk in. It's like all eyes on me, so I try to avoid any eye contact, cause if I do that, then it opens the door for conversation like I want that. I'm not looking for extra attention, I just wanna be just like you. Blend in with the rest of the room, maybe just point me to the closest restroom. I don't need no fucking manservant trying to follow me around and wipe my ass. Laugh at every single joke I crack, and half of them ain't even funny like that. Marshall, you're so funny, man, you should be a comedian, goddamn. Unfortunately, I am. I desire behind the tears of a clown. So why don't you all sit down? Listen to the tale I'm about to tell. Hell, we don't gotta trade our shoes, and you ain't gotta walk no 1,000 miles. My shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, let's trade shoes, just to see what it'd be like to. Your pain, you feel mine, go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find. We'll get shit through each other's eyes. But don't let them say you ain't beautiful. They can all get fucked, just stay true to you. Don't let them say you ain't beautiful. They can all get fucked, just stay true to you. Nobody asked for life to deal us with these bullshit hands with doubt. We gotta take these cards ourselves and flip them, don't expect no help. Now I could've either just sat on my ass and pissed and moaned, or take the situation in which I'm placed in and get up and get my own. I was never the type of kid to wait by the door and pack his bags, or sat on the porch and hoped and prayed for a dad to show up who never did. I just wanted to fit in every single place, every school I went. I dreamed of being that cool kid, even if it meant acting stupid. And Edna always told me, keep making that face that it gets stuck like that. Meanwhile, I'm just standing there holding my tongue, trying to talk like that. Till I suck my tongue on that frozen stop sign pulled at 8 years old. I learned my lesson then, cause I wasn't trying to impress my friends no more. But I already told you my whole life story, not just based on my description. Cause where you see it from where you're sitting is probably 110% different. I guess we would have to walk a mile in each other's shoes at least. What size you wear? I wear 10s. Let's see if you can fit your feet. My shoes just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, let's straight shoes just to see what.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that track. My first time hearing it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Shout out to Eminem.
Slim Shady.
Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah. But I don't think we got the space. See, another reason why Halifax
Becky
sucks.
Becky keeps on slamming her.
Sorry.
Is because if Eminem wanted to come here, we have no venue to hold him.
Exactly.
50 did come here like a couple years ago.
Yeah, but that's 50.
Yeah. That's I think 50. Eminem would do way better than 50.
Eminem would would sell out the Metro Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
He's got what so he many fans here.
Yeah, he did.
And one of his biggest fans, by the way, Sam, sitting right here.
Yes, definitely. I have Mercedes. All his albums.
I can see her now up there.
Yes. Sam, I mean, so you've been rapping for how long?
I wrote and started at about age 12.
Wow.
And the thing we talked about before the break was sort of like, you know, the challenges that young people are facing. So at 12, why did you get into rap music? Was it, I'm just interested to know why did you get into it?
Well, like I said, I'd always been into music and it was always a thing of mine. And I used to like do singing and stuff, and kind of one of my friends actually introduced me to Eminem. And when I just heard him and stuff, and I found hip-hop so inspirational because of, like, all the things they could talk about and just the rhyming things, because when I was little, I used to, like, all the rhyming books and things like that. And I'm a different kind of person. I don't really usually follow what other people do. I like to be different and do different things because I don't really like being a clone, following other people. So I always thought that rap...
You don't like to conform is what you're saying.
Shout out to all the clones.
Yeah.
We love you.
I just wanted to be different, and I always found it more my element and just something really great I could get into. So
nice. And I mean, when did you make that connection that, you know, that the music was somehow helping you or could help you to deal with some of life's issues?
Well, when I used to, I used to take a lot of my mom's CDs, and I used to listen to a lot of artists, like, that she likes, like Tina Turner and Michael Jackson. And some of the things they used to sing about, especially Tina Turner, since she had a pretty tough time, you know, because her husband used to abuse her and things. And I always found her lyrics really inspiring, you know, just kind of showing, you know, this is where I'm at and where I was at and this is where I am now. And, you know, kind of like some of the messages she'd give, and I always found that really inspiring.
So you guys are going to let me just hog the mic, right, and just keep on asking
questions? No, I thought that you were on a roll, so I didn't want to interrupt.
No, I mean, you know how we do things. It's the kitchen table here, so feel free to jump in anytime.
Well, on break, we were talking about some real issues, remember? Even before break, we started mentioning what our youth dealing with today. And I said they are dealing with some serious issues. I think all of us are, with, like, say, drugs and violence and then trying to go to school at the same time. And we were talking about school. We were saying, for me, my problem is not in school. I get along with everyone fine. Everything's great. For me, personally, it's what goes on outside of school that makes it difficult for me to, like, stay in school. And I don't know. I think, is that similar with you guys, or do you find that?
Yeah, because usually when you go to, like, how one of my friends would put it is, like, when it feels like she can escape from that when she goes to school because you have some friends and then you can try and be in a better environment. But then when you go back home...
You go back to the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of back to that negative place again. So school can be, like, an escape. But I guess my escape is kind of music because that's kind of where I go more than anywhere.
Yeah, and then what I was saying, too, about school, does school really, you know, take that creative side of people and let them go with it? Because, like, you know, we always look forward to the poetry section, you know, of English, but we don't, you know, it's like one section. So we don't, all the rest of the time, it's like we're not really allowed to really express how we feel. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of crazy.
On the real, though, like, education is all good, but you got to take education with a grain of salt, because that's what they are teaching you, how to conform.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Essentially what education is.
Yeah, and definitely.
Higher level education you get, like, that's it. Really, you'll see it more and more. They really are teaching you how to conform. Like, that's what education is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what education should be. That's just what the system that we are currently under, that system is designed to make people conform.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody about that today, actually. I ran into a friend. He's a bottle collector anyways, and I talk to him all the time on the street. His name is Ray. And we were talking about that exact same thing today. Ray, he's a bottle collector, right? You guys probably see him. And you don't know that this man, he's gone to university. He has a few degrees under his belt. He used to work for the government. Now he's a bottle collector because he said he quit. He didn't want to work for the government no more. Because, so...
Because of the bullshit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ray.
Big up Ray, man. Yeah.
But I mean, it's troubling. It's troubling because I mean, I grew up in an environment in, well, I mean, I left England when I was 15, and I kind of like, when I was, I'm thinking about, because I've experienced education in three different places: England, the Caribbean, and in North America here in Canada. And when I was growing up in England, yeah, education was very much about it, going to school. To me, was like a big party. It was like, you know, it was just sort of a big fun fest, you know what I mean? That was England. And then when I left England and moved to the Caribbean, and I came quite, kind of like second to last in my class, and I got kept back to year. And, you know, there was no concept of that in England. In England, you know, each year that you get older, you kind of like move up into the next grade and the next grade, and then it's out. That was always the kind of slogan of teachers, is up, up and out, you know. So when I moved to the Caribbean, that's when I really kind of got a sense that education could be something where you, I mean, I can remember taking a class called critical thinking. Have you guys ever taken a class, heard of a class, critical thinking?
Yeah, philosophy, how to win an argument class. And basically it was all about critical thinking and stuff like that. So.
Okay. But I mean, to me, it was, I bought into that whole idea of higher education as a sense of sort of, you know, enlightenment or some sort of sense trying to, higher education, it being can, just that.
It can be higher education, but like I said, you just got to take them books with a grain of salt, man. Like, you just can't be... You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm all for studying everything. That's cool. But, like, it's cool to have a 4.0 average, but you just got to understand that everything in them books ain't real life. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, study the books. Yeah, study the books to get the pass the test. But, like, yeah, you got to ask questions about the information. Just know that everything in them books ain't what's really going on.
You see, but that's what happened when I came to study in Canada. That was, people kind of hated me. I remember when I was studying film, I was the only guy who would ask questions, because everybody else sort of, nobody wanted to be the person who did not know, you know. And everybody wanted to be, and I don't know if it's because, you know, there's this whole perception, and I think it's very, very immature about filmmakers, you know, and everybody sort of wanted to be Steven Spielberg or Francis Ford Coppola, and everybody's looking at me like, who is Francis Ford Coppola? You guys know who Francis Ford Coppola is,
right? Godfather.
No. The Godfather, you see. Oh. Yeah. We got some youngins over here, they don't know.
he was on TV today.
Yeah, he was indeed.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was the one, like, when I saw all of these bright lights and all of these buttons, I was the one who would be constantly asking questions, I mean, and it kind of got on everybody's nerves, because, you know, nobody wanted to kind of be around the guy who didn't know, not realizing that the reason you ask is that's how you learn. Mm. Mm-hmm. So that was something I found rather odd about in the film program, was this whole kind of nobody wanting to look bad.
Yeah.
And in essence, not learning anything much, I guess.
I've been there.
Speak to it.
I've been there myself. Some people sit there and look at me funny, like saying, why do you ask so many questions and stuff? And I'm thinking, well, I'm doing good and I'm getting the good grades because I'm asking questions, because if I don't know something, I want to get the answer. So that way, when someone's testing you on it, then you'll be able to know instead of sitting there like, what's this?
Yeah, the school system is designed, you either excel and there's no in-between. If you're anywhere in the in-between, it's rough for you.
Yeah, man.
You're not excelling at everything.
I'm going to change that. Future educator sitting right here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you get on that. That's what we. That's what's up.
I'm gonna fix it.
You know what else could fix it? You gotta vote, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, you guys voting tomorrow?
Voting tomorrow, man. Everyone who is 18 or older, you gotta go out and
please
vote.
Please go out and vote.
Please go out and vote.
I'll buy you a soccer.
Seriously, we'll buy everyone soccer.
How are you gonna know?
Okay, before we get into that, we should say goodbye to Sam, because I think Sam's
leaving.
Yeah, Sam's leaving.
Bye,
right, we're gonna. Well, thank you so much, Sam.
Sam, keep on pouring those thoughts on the page.
Yeah, man.
Keep doing your thing.
For sure.
Big up.
Make sure you come back when your album's done, because you tell me.
I definitely will. I would love to come back again. Hope this will Baz invite me again.
Oh, yeah, thanks, invite you for sure.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
You want to throw on a track?
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna go get our guest now.
All right,
we're
gonna throw on a track.
All right, we're gonna throw on a track. All right, yeah. So we're going to throw on a track. We'll be back. And we're going to talk more about voting, too.
Yeah, if you guys got anything out there, the listeners got anything you want to say about the upcoming election, if you have, you know, a particular party in mind you'd like to speak about, call us, 494-2487.
494-2487 is the number to call.
Young people, if you're listening, call in and tell us why you're not voting.
Or why you are voting.
Or why
Let's
you
not
are
assume
voting.
That all young
why,
people
Why
vote.
Not?
Or who you're voting for and why you're voting for that person.
Absolutely. Vote for me. I'll set you free.
Just vote MVP.
Moss just walked in, man. The champ and Glenn.
But yeah.
Oh, Kyle. Sorry, not Glenn.
Here we go.
That's the champ in the building. What
champ,
up?
Champ, capital K in the building.
Yeah, capital K.
We're going to get to these sound offs in a minute, but yeah, we're going to get the track, though. Okay, so we'll be back. Youth Now Radio. Holla.
Holla.
To the casket drops. Third time the charm, right? Come on. I'm kind of like a big deal. It's unbelievable. You see my warning gives you big chills. The flow running on big heels. My life after death, big ain't get to see how this feels. Third time's a charm, baby. After two classics, another stripe up on my arm, baby. It's a blessing to blow 100,000 in a recession with no second guessing. Ha, ha, we're ballin'. Drop tops, we're flooring. Champagne, we're boring. We up is the gang and I'm all in. To the powder and the flame, I have fallen. Give money, blow money is my calling. Yeah. Watch a nigga burn through it. Life's a maze, you twist and you turn through it. The price of drought, maneuver and I earn through it. I'm set straight like a perm do it. Push. They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal. Ayo, I'm sitting on top of that. It's more than a feeling, ain't it? I be killing, damn it. I'm illin'. Hey, meet Mr. Popular. Go get your binoculars to see Penthouse 3, where a nigga be spitting fire on a PJ. In my PJs, Fire Marshal said I took it to the max like TJ. Yeah, I ain't peep, I said Marshals, we play. I guess I'm like the Black Marshal, meets J. Meet Ye, alligator souffle, get it made, special ed, get head from a girl, special ed. You know the pretty ones in that dumb class. But she got that dumb ass. Hit high school and got pregnant, dumb fast. What happened, Tisha? Your boyfriend come fast. Turn around, give me pound like we folks. Hell no, I went raw, dog, three strokes. They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal. Lights, cameras, action. The chain itself's a damn distraction. You claim the belt, the glory I bask in. I'm B-hop in the ring, niggas, you cash in. It's like stopping the train. Nigga think he's stopping my reign. Talk slick while dropping my name. I'm putting y'all to shame. Diamonds in the lil' hand. 50% splits, I X out the middleman. A far cry from a stash in the rental van. I'm the reason the hood need a dental plan. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the C4S with the rims protruding. The roof and moose like a magic show. Got me looking to the heavens like a javelin throw. Y'all twiddle your thumbs like the average Joe. But just as you reap, so shall you sow. They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal.
The big wheel on the Cadillac's pine oak. The paint job is Merlot like it's wine soap. The year's 2009, folk, and me, I be the boss. Moving the sauce, booger, sugar, and fine smoke. Who keep it trillin' is Bun B, the man, the truth. I drop the top and turn the car into a tanning booth. You need proof, go and ask your head honcho. I make it rain, start passing out the ponchos. You trying to get your money up, well, it's time to, cause every other cat on the block is on the grind too. Looking to catch your ass slipping right behind you. Catch you making bacon and lay you down like the swine flu. Damn, somebody pass me a face mask, cause I ain't trying to catch a late pass from your fake ass. So break fast like two eggs with a side of hash, cause you won't see the home plate when I slide your ass.
They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal.
Yes, Halifax, it's your boy Nephew, a.k.a. the Weatherman, a.k.a. Young Diz, you know what it is, Williams. I'm here with your weekly weather. Tonight we have some clouds, and it will be -7, that's Celsius, or 7 degrees Celsius, sorry. Tuesday we have a high of 19 degrees Celsius. Wednesday we have some showers, a high of 13 and a low of 8. For Thursday, we also have showers, a high of 17 and a low of 9. Friday is looking okay, just a little cloudy, with a high of 17 and a low of 9. Saturday, the showers will be back, 40% chance, 15 degrees is a high, 11 is a low. Sunday, we also have showers with a high of 18 and a low of 17.
Well, say it.
Hey, what's all the excitement over there in Studio B?
Oh, we're just laughing. Yeah.
We're waiting to hear your voice, man.
Hey, I know. Oh,
like
this
the building. Studio, man.
Huh?
Hold on. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to
How you gonna start talking and not introduce yourself?
Yeah, for
Kyle.
Real. For real.
Kyle.
Yeah, that's poor mic etiquette.
Yeah.
Kyle, is he still talking? Can you hear me?
What?
Kyle, you can't start. You got to introduce yourself. You tell us who you are before you start talking, bud.
Oh, it's Kyle. You know who it is.
Capital K.
Yeah. I just wanted to give a little quick shout out to my Crawley fam. You know Crawley fam.
Yeah, big up to the Crawley family.
Yeah, we was outside playing hide and go seek last night.
That's a throwback and a half right there. Shout out to hide and go seek, man. Matter of fact, I'm playing hide and go seek after the show, man. Who's with me?
All right. So now we should introduce our guest here. We got, do you want to say your name?
Shantae Grant.
Yeah, we got Shantae Grant in the house.
Shantae in the
Yay,
building.
Yay, Shantae!
Shantae.
Y'all are too much. We're all your fans.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm fans of you guys, so go
both. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's
yeah.
up.
Seriously. Yeah. So do you want to say where you're from, what you do?
I'm from Halifax. I grew up in Halifax, but definitely got to talk about my roots in the communities of North Preston,
mm-hmm.
East Preston, Cherry Brook as well. So
Big
those
Preston.
Those families.
Shout out to the Preston Township.
You know what I'm saying? Seriously.
yeah.
So I have a lot of places that I definitely consider home, but yeah, definitely from Nova Scotia. Grew up here all my life, and involved in the arts community through spoken word, poetry, music, journalism too.
I like journalism
so I work in radio on CBC.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got your own show, huh?
Yeah, I host a show on CBC Radio 1 called mm-hmm. All the Best, a music program. So
nice.
That's kind of nice because I get to involve my, combine my interest in radio
with
and in
work.
Music, you know.
Yeah.
So that's really great. And you know, I write. So
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of different things, but definitely I can say all the stuff that I do for work, I love doing. You know,
mm-hmm.
I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. I also work a lot with you, so I'm in schools all the time.
You do a lot of workshop type things?
Workshop things, as you know, like with through the Phoenix
That's how
Youth
I met
programs.
You.
Exactly.
I met you at one of your workshops.
Exactly.
You came into the Voice newsletter.
Exactly, and
did
had a great time with you guys. Some
yeah.
very talented writers, mad talented writers in that group.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I love to do.
Ms. Shantae, you also, you know what you did for us at Auburn, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Auburn,
for sure.
I got it right.
I had to put Auburn in there because Shantae, she made us all poets.
Oh, really?
She did.
Really?
Well, yeah. you guys were poets. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, I want to big
tried
up
to tell
Auburn.
Me they wasn't. I knew different. I said, write your poem.
Yeah, a couple of Auburn alumni
Auburn,
over here.
Alumni.
Auburn,
hey.
Alumni was, in the building.
Was that, it was a book that had a number of poets from are you LeMay, you were in that?
Yeah, she was.
What, the Talon?
She wrote an incredible poem. You should drop that right now.
Did I still got the Talon?
That poem is so old,
know.
You guys.
It was good.
I was
that
original writer in the Talon.
Yeah, you was the Talon. Original.
Not right
on the
now.
First volume.
I don't have the script.
I could probably drop it. I'm trying to
Question. We have a question over here in
yes.
3OA.
Yes.
What's the name of the publication?
It's an anthology called Youth of Today. I think it was just called Youth of Today.
Yeah,
it's
didn't really have
anthology.
A title. It was just
yeah.
a bunch of our stuff.
Yeah, I know they have a copy at the public libraries because I saw it there.
Must have ousted the Talon.
Yeah, they ousted the Talon.
What do you say?
Do they still have the talent at Auburn?
Of course.
Do they?
Do. Yeah, Melly, Morgan. Who else?
You say nothing.
Morgan's here, actually.
You guys,
yeah, they're good. They're the talent. They did a performance.
No, she said talent.
Oh, talent. Yeah, man.
Oh,
we said no. Talent.
Oh, the talent. I thought you said talent.
No, the talent.
I don't know.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know what that is. That's the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they still got it. Yeah.
They still got it then.
Yeah, I was original
not in
original
right
member
now, so
out
I'm
of
not
town.
I'm not sure if it's still there, but they did have it. Yeah.
We just want to point out because Odiz was the original, one of the original members
of
like the first issue ever.
Good.
First issue ever. Nice.
And he wrote in it, had a little something in there too.
Malcolm X write up.
Yeah.
Great reviews.
Marshall was trying to fight to get on the mic and
you
relax now. You giving up on that?
No, I just never really had nothing important to add. I was just going to throw my two cents in and just introduce myself.
Yeah,
I was
Auburn your two alumni. Cents, man.
Of course
throw
I was Auburn
cents.
Alumni, but man, when I was there, Auburn was too fresh. There wasn't nothing. You know what I mean? There was no talent. There was no, well, there was Youth of Today, but there was no poetry magazine, you know what I mean? Boys were still, Mr. Jackson was still outrunning everybody in the gym.
Yo, man.
You know what I mean?
That
shout out
changes,
to,
man.
Shout out to Jackson, though,
yes,
man.
Shout out to Mr. Jackson, man. The most in-shape person ever. Seriously. Ever. On rate across any age category.
And the strongest old man in the post you'll come across.
Oh, yeah, right. For sure.
Once all right, I'm going to get back to our guest here.
Oh,
right?
yeah, we're getting off topic.
I'm having too much fun listening to you guys. Yeah.
Okay, so a question that I asked you, this is why we were laughing when we were playing the music on break. I asked her, since she does her own radio show, I said, how is our radio show in comparison, you know? And she said it was a lot more fun, our show.
Well, when I did,
are you outing Shantae?
She outed me, man. I hope no one from CBC is listening.
Yeah.
But no, when I do my show, I'm the only one in the studio. I'm by myself, and except, well, it's me and the producer across the glass. So we have the fun. We have a lot of fun between the two of us. Peggy Hammer, she's wonderful. But I never walk in the studio, and there'd be like 10 people.
Yeah,
you know?
We pack our studio.
And we laugh. Seriously, love it. Yeah. It's like a party.
It is.
Yeah, this is the jump off.
Yeah. It jumps off every Monday. The best hour and a half. On radio.
All right, and let's talk about your book. You wrote a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that title again?
It's called Up Home.
Up Home,
yeah. So it's a poem, a spoken word poem I wrote about 10 years ago. I wrote it for the North Preston Cultural Festival, and I performed it at the festival. And you know, I sat on this poem for about 7 years and was performing it at an event. The editor from Nimbus Publishing happened to be in the audience and came up to me after. And she said, that would make a great children's book. So it wasn't even my idea. It was from me getting up on stage and saying it and somebody taking an interest in it. So as much as I say to people, it's important to write your stories and get them out there, I think it's just as important to get up on a microphone and let people know what you got, because you never know who's going to be in the audience, who's going to be listening. And as a result of doing that, you know, I have a kid's book, you know, and it's great. And I'm working on another one with Susan Took as well. So,
oh, great.
Yeah.
And turns out you got an award for that book, didn't you?
Yeah, it won Best Atlantic Published Book at the Atlantic Book Awards recently. Mm-hmm. It also won Susan Took, who's the illustrator. She won the Lillian Shepherd Memorial Award for Illustration. It's also up for award for the Hackmatack list that's going to come out next year. So it's doing pretty well. And it's raised, you know, it's about the community of Preston, so it's very much set in that community. And we had the launch at the school, and it's just, I think the thing that I love most is that the way the illustrator works, Susan, is that she documents faces. So all the people in the book are actual people from the community. So I go home to the school and the kids are like, oh, there's me and there's Uncle so-and-so and Aunt so-and-so. And I love that.
That's so cute.
That they can see themselves, you know.
It's awesome. And the kids love that book. Like, I teach day camps and, you know, we go to the library sometimes and everyone's running to the bookshelf grabbing the Up Home book and, you know, I'm from Up Home. So it's
so
just
cute.
So cute to Look, see. Like, and my mom cried when she saw that book. Like,
oh, that's
it
awesome.
It has such an impact on, you know, the people of Up Home.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, Shantae. That's you know, your accomplishments are, you know, coming at you. But I know you're just like doing your thing, and I had a chance, you know, visit you numerous times, and I just want to say keep it up, doing the good work.
Thank you. But I have to. I honestly, like, everything that I've been able to do has only been because of the stuff that I've been involved in and because of the people who have been in my corner and given me opportunities. You know, I've been very blessed that way to have had a lot of too many people to name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to everyone who's, you know, put something my way, opened a door, you know, because that that's what it's all about. It's about being there for one another and supporting each other and celebrating each other, you know, and a lot of people have made it possible for me to be able to do the kind of things that I do. So I never forget that, and I'm very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So
you do spoken word.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Would you give us a demonstration of this?
A demonstration, like you don't know what it is.
I know. I know what
will
it
you
is.
You give me a demonstration?
But for anybody listening that may not know what spoken word is, because I've been talking to a few people about spoken word. I'm like, yeah, we're having this guest, and she does spoken word. They're like, what's that?
Yeah.
Some people don't know what it is. So.
It's just poetry. But, okay, how about, since it's summer and everything, I'll do a piece that was inspired by summertime. Yeah, just thinking of my summers, you know, going to the George Dixon Rec Center and day camps and stuff when I was a kid. Young child runs stick, cross fence, near basketball courts. Hear young brothers dribbling, gripping the ball with a grip, then pass with a whip. Whip quick round jerseys and then pull back, release up and in. Ball whips through rim, bounce twice on ground. And sound reverberates through air, bounces off Rex and his brick. Schoolyard kids scuffing earth with their kicks, playing tricks, game and games. Running up and down the block with water pistols round. Drench each other up to their necks, trigger release and water jets. Press on arms, waist to legs, water beats drums across their chest. Though room to rest, adrenaline pumping like a storm inside they one. Feeling the fun, young childs run, calling to each other in song. I'm gonna catch. Yeah, sings one and one plus one, laughing. Their little feet perumpa-pum-pum like little drummer boys drum. Cross Dixon Field, jet past Square Town barbecues beneath gold rays and rainbow hues, skies of blues. Run up Godigan past Joe's, to the light up Kennard, to the armories, come to light and yield, and then cross to the Commons Field. Run on earth, race round tree and me. I seen all this, heard all this, embrace the city's vibe and wrap myself in her rhyme.
I love that.
Wow. Big up, big up, big up.
That's that fire, man.
I love that. That's I was feeling fire. That one.
That flame. That
faint, man. The hot blue flame, man.
Yeah. I like that energy. That was...
I want something else, man.
That's that flame.
Show will not continue until we hear something else, man.
No, the show will not... You know? No, I got a question, though.
No,
how's
man.
The show not gonna
After
continue?
We get one more.
No, how...
No one say nothing.
I can't put the question in the middle.
Put the question out.
I want to put the question
okay,
in the middle.
Okay, get the question out, Marsh.
All right. Some people make a distinction between spoken word and poetry. Do you make that distinction? And if not... Why don't you, and do you know maybe why others would make that distinction?
I think it's just the intention. Some people, spoken word, I sometimes call it poetry, performance poetry, because that makes more sense to people sometimes, like for the folks who say, what is spoken word?
Mm-hmm.
Performance poetry kind of makes...
It's more
you know,
self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think so. I don't really make a distinction. To me, it's all, it's all just creative expression. I think it might just be the medium, you know. Spoken word is meant to be spoken out loud, you know, and performed on stage. But at mm-hmm. the end of the day, you can take anything that's written in a book and read it. You know, you can take anything that's spoken out loud and put it on the page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just depends on, you know, how you want to display it. You know, and I've been fortunate enough to be comfortable with both. So you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. I call myself a spoken word artist and a poet.
Something. Encore.
I have a question. I know you want to encore. Casey gave me that look. I said I want to encore. Okay, so I had a question, though, but did you guys know that Shante is the poet laureate for the city?
Oh, what?
Oh, I knew that.
Did you know that?
I meant to mention that, yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
She's the poet laureate for the city. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. I'd like to ask her how that, you know, how those
for
shoes
those who
fit.
Don't know what is...
Okay, so for those who don't know, Shante, do you want to tell us, share that with us?
I guess a poet laureate is a person who, oh my God, see, you got to ask me these hard questions. Y'all see? Okay, wait a minute, I got it. Well, I mean, the role, it's kind of hard to explain because it kind of involves advocacy, so advocating for poets and poetry, which... I do a lot of, and I love, so that definitely fits.
Mm-hmm.
It's also performing at civic events, so I haven't done that so much yet. I still have to meet with the HRM Cultural Affairs Office to figure out what events I'll be performing at for that. But it's basically someone who's appointed by the mayor, you know, of a place, to advocate for poetry and to perform at civic events, I guess. So some folks nominated me, and I was kind of, I just got a surprise call one day and saying, you've been, you know.
You were appointed.
Exactly. Basically asking if I wanted to accept, so it was pretty cool.
You must have been really honored to have that.
Yeah, I think especially just for the folks who put my name forward, you know.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a really sweet gesture, so mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised, and
because that's kind of like a title, you know, poet laureate. Sounds
but
like
I ain't,
I understand. You're modest. You're like,
No, but it's just like, I don't know.
What is
like,
the title, is really?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because in where is it? I think it's in Edmonton or somewhere out there. There was another poet laureate who got nominated there. What's his name? I forget his name. But anyway, there was this big conversation. It was on CBC too. This guy who just got nominated, and it was sort of like, you know, he's a hip-hop guy. He's a rapper, right? And the discussion revolved around the fact that, wow, you know, the guy before him or the woman before him, I think, might have been like an old white person. And here we are, you know, the CBC sort of said, well, wow, something's changing here. And so it's interesting. I don't know if you kind of pick up on that or because I think typically that position is, you know, you're sort of representing the city in a way through art. Mm-hmm. And it's typically been awarded to old, you know, establishment, white established people. And I think it's quite significant that it's awarded to an African Nova Scotian female.
What do I say? I think the interesting thing is if you look at hip hop and spoken word and those forms of expression, which I think, you know, for a lot of folks who aren't really in those circles, I think it draws a lot of question marks for people. You know, so to think of someone who has a background in spoken word or in hip hop in the position of poet laureate, you know, yes, very unusual, very, very unusual. But I think it says a lot about how things are changing and how those art forms are, mm-hmm. you know, blowing up and just gaining more notoriety and mm-hmm. more acceptance, I think, in the mainstream. Definitely when I go into schools, you know, teachers are always looking for new ways to expose poetry to kids. You know, I come in and kids are, you know, I'm like, today we're going to talk about poetry. And I've had kids suck their teeth and roll their eyes at me.
Yeah.
Poetry? And then I say, you know, remember them days back when hip hop and backyard barbecues, Crazy Hughes pouring from the speaker box? They're like, oh, you're a rapper, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're into it, right?
Hold the phone.
But it's just that whole thing.
Brother can't get no encore for nothing. You should just let that run. That was sounding good. I was getting hype over here.
No, what I'm saying, it's like the disconnect. It's like we don't recognize that as poetry, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more that things like that happen, then we just start to open up the box, you know, and just realize that even though we work in different pockets, you know, we're all coming from the same center, which is just mm-hmm. creative expression, you know, and getting our stuff out there, no matter what medium we choose, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a common thread there, and there's a place for spoken word and for hip hop in that too.
I remember when you came into the Voice newsletter, you really were talking about how poetry and expressing yourself,
mm-hmm.
you really focused on the point of expressing your voice. I remember you're like, all of this comes from your voice, you
absolutely
know,
yeah,
your heart.
And yeah. it gives you such confidence too, you know, to kind of be like, oh, after you, you know, write that, be like, I wrote that. Like, it gives you confidence to go on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Encore.
That's what I've been saying it.
We, you guys are too
you guys think I'm joking, but I'm really serious. Can I get some more spoken word, please? Man, what I gotta do?
You gotta say right, a poem.
I'm just, yeah,
I don't know.
Can
no,
we get an exchange here? Or something?
I'm not talented like that, though. So.
They're gonna be doing a cipher after.
So I should
join that as well.
Yeah, that's sure. I'll
if I could, I would, believe me, but I can't, so I won't.
All right. I'm just trying to...
Shante, you should know, I mean, I can't rap, but I gave it a shot.
I
missed that. I wish I was here for that.
Yeah,
man.
Casey said I was stinking up the room.
It was kind of hot in there.
I could slap a few lines together right now.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, man.
All right.
Mara said that.
All right.
Lash.
Let me get this mic together.
Go ahead, Lash.
All right.
Get the exchange up.
So, all right, let me think how I want to start it off. No, you always got to have a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be very long because, like I said, I'm making it up as I go along. But anyway, so I look through my mind's eye and I see it's like a blind eye, a blind stare, and no one cares and no one's there.
But then I look within and I look deeper and I see something different. It's me, myself, and I.
I like that.
Okay, okay. Lash,
Lash, Lash with the freestyle spoken word.
So,
I like that.
So, Marshall, that doesn't have any... That inspiration, did the fact that your girlfriend just walked into the studio have anything to do with that?
One, she's not my girlfriend.
Oh. Oh.
It's all right. That's what everyone says, so, okay. You know. But, no, actually, it really didn't have anything to do with that. I just kind of looked out the window, cleared my head, and... made up a couple lines.
Nice one. So can we get something from the professional please?
So how come when I tried to rap I did that and it didn't work?
I don't know.
The rhythm was just a little off.
Maybe you should do it again. Because I missed that.
So bad. I should have been
that.
The judge, man.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, Sobez. Light one up.
Do you have a little later.
Do you have what he did on tape? Is there a record of that?
No, but it was pure, though. It was pure.
There's a record in the archives. If we remember what show it is, we will put him on blast.
So, Bez, I respect you for that, man, because what you did was just saw pure energy. You didn't even know what he was doing.
Yeah, he just dove in.
Yeah, he just dove in, man. That was big.
Oh, I can respect the act, though. But
I dove in and I hit my head on the concrete.
She was shallow water, but you dove in anyway, though.
Oh, my God. And you got back up, ASAP.
Oh, I did indeed.
Always.
All
right. Okay. Okay, so I'll do. Shantae, I don't want to put you on the spot. I'll play a song, and when I come back from the song, would you please bless my ears with more spoken words?
I can do one now.
Okay, I would like that. Please. Nice one.
No, because I'm just like trying to think of what I do. But I'll do one. I'm going to send this one out to there's a festival happening in town right now, the V-Day Festival, and I've been doing some volunteering for them. Okay. V-Day is an international movement to end violence against women and girls, and the committee here has been doing a lot of great work and raising money for women's shelters and various other things. So there are lots of different events going on. I know there's
Thursday.
Yeah, there's different events. There's a Girls with Guitars event
Girls
later
with
in the
guitars.
Week. There's a Words from Prison, I think, showcase happening on Friday, and we did a spoken word show. So anyhow, I'm going to send this one out to the wonderful folks at V-Day who are working so hard this week. Before breathing his name, twice she called him full and grown, a man. Oh, before I start, I should say that this is one that was inspired by a young girl in one of the workshops that I did. Before breathing his name, twice she called him full and grown, a man. As if names were incidental in size, status, sex, paramount. Names point to faces, the latter shadow and form, fountain of her youth, a well worn from knowing too much too soon. Broken on the eve of her 11th moon, the first upset her cycle, marked waters red, left her full and broken, wounded fetus marked for dead. She bled till her heart was thirsty, and dirty water was a welcome drink. Unbalanced and on the brink of caving, magnet after magnet caught hold of the steel that was her heart, impenetrable, impersonal, an enigma. She wore the stigma of fast girl, wide open well, calling for thirsty, terrible tides, crooked streams passing free and frequent, one after the next, exhausting her spring, pulling and draining her cup, always pulling, never patching that break in the bucket so that she can fill herself up. Be the change you want to see in the world. Baby girl, just be the change you want to see in your life. Let go the clouds of indecision and sorrow and take a chance at the sunlight.
Wow. She went in.
That what I'm saying, man. That was so refreshing. Very refreshing. Thank you so much. We're going to go to a track. And then we're going to get back and talk some more. And then we're going to hopefully hear some more poetry. But yeah.
Some cipher.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to get to the cipher, too, for the viewers, too. So, yeah. Track queued up. Youth Now Radio.
We're going in.
Definitely what they've been waiting for. You already know. Yeah. At least a certain percentage of the world. Can I talk my shit?
Talk this
sure
shit.
I can.
Talk
ain't nobody
shit.
Gonna do nothing
talk
about it.
Talk this shit. Talk this shit. Talk this shit. Say it. Talk this shit.
Just tell the way I stack my money. Something else. Nah, I ain't one of them dummies. Something else. Trades, nicks, dimes, and 20s. Something else. The way I get it in with the honey. Something else. I love the style on your blue 40 caliber. Butterfly doors on the triple black Challenger. And I'm still in and out. Got it, so I'm spinning out. Go for it, so I never have a problem in the crowd. Don't take too much work if you can't manage that. Just in case you run out of empty, use sandwich bags. The
play with the hand you was dealt. That's why I ride the track till it melts. I could care less how you feel, how you felt. I done spent niggas' rent money on belts. Threesomes in the trunk, I'm fucking for the welfare. In the hood, ask about me, something else. I can tell the way I stack my money, something else. Nah, I ain't one of them dummies, something else. Praise next time for 20, something else. The way I get it in with the honey, something else. Still representing the block, something else. You ain't gotta tell me I'm hot, something else. I'm exactly what they not, something else. I have something else, something else. I'm traffic, can't see these blood diamonds, sir, my chain African. Speaking of my chain, yeah, need to get a chop. Get the fuck up on my neck, stepped up around. Whatever that you do, look, don't get caught. As stats get low, your ass might get bald. Okay, I'm over it, let's talk about something else. I said I'm over it, I think I'm about something else. I'm out of the MSJ, like a thug holiday. Suffocating nigga by my day holiday. To make a movie by my Doc Holiday. Strap 365, even holiday. Tell the way I stack my money, something else. Nah, I ain't one of them dummies, something else. Phrase next time for 20, something else. The way I get it in with the honey, something else. Still representing the block, something else. You ain't gotta tell me I'm hot, something else. I'm exactly what they not, something else. I'm something else. Yeah, it hurts cause they know that I'm better and they hate it. I came in with my whole style and they made it. The dope boys love me in the hood, I'm their favorite. In the jails, niggas is making bets on the same shit. Hands on with certified G's. Have your whole family missing for 35 G's. Please, I perfected my craft from a different aspect. So the bars is lethal and the voice is an asset. And as far as the people, they ain't finished the class yet. I'm beyond these feeble mind rappers that half step. I don't carve the way for these niggas like Aztecs. I touch soul, something's felt. Yeah, I'm something else. I tell the way I stack my money, something else. Nah, I ain't one of them dummies, something else. Praise nicks, dimes, and 20s, something else. The way I get it in with the honey, something else. Still representing the block, something else. You ain't gotta tell me I'm hot, something else. I'm exactly what they not, something else. I have something else.
And now we are back. We are back.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's turn this instrumental up, please.
Okay, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you guys so quiet?
Well, we're mellow now. I mean, it's a mellow. It's interesting. The show has ebbs and flows and undulates and fluctuates and that kind of stuff. Goes ups and downs. And it's interesting now. I think we're at a mellow part of the show.
I think it's a good time to do these PSAs.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna do one. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I brought this in.
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm pretty sure the PSAs were my job.
Are they?
And then I went on sick leave.
Okay.
And came back.
So are you saying you want to do the PSAs?
Not really. I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. Well, one thing that I just want to bring up is Gipu Youth is putting on a powwow at the Dartmouth Commons, the fourth annual powwow. That will be June 13th, and it starts at 12 o'clock noon. So everybody should come out. Dartmouth Commons, June 13th, 12 noon, powwow.
Powwow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Real quick, for those who don't know what a powwow is, could you just kind of briefly just mention?
Drumming, like traditionally of drumming, dancing, food, family type gathering, you know, good time. Cool. And we'll all be there.
Absolutely.
Right? Everybody's invited, so.
Like summer camp, like working with youth, the Salvation Army Scotia Glen Camp is seeking volunteer camp chaperones from Monday, June 6th to Friday, July 10th. Chaperones will travel on the bus with the campers, stay in overnight cabin facilities, assist camp staff as needed, and participate in activities with campers aged 7 to 12. Scotian Glen is located in Thurborn, just outside of New Glasgow.
Applicants must be 19 years or older and be willing to complete reference checks. There is no cost to volunteer and great food. Great food. If interested, please contact Kristen Cameron or call 422-1598, extension 243. And I'm going to say that again, 422-1598. The Visual Arts of Nova Scotia presents new works of art in a box. Works by, and I'm apologizing in advance for saying, because these names are kind of hard, but works by Anne Combe, Becky Thompson, Darren Altrelloni, Dennis Sober, Gilbert Ray Smith, and Kathy Richards. And I apologize again for mispronunciation of the names. Located in south end of Halifax between the Weston Hotel and Via Rail Station. Art in a Box is a group of glass display boxes, each measuring 40 inches by 84 inches by 17 inches. Due to the unique location, Art in a Box offers artists an opportunity to display and sell their work in a venue that is seen by many visitors to Nova Scotia. Exhibition runs March 5th to June 26, 2009.
That was very good.
All right, I was just talking to Ambition, Joey.
And shout out to Ambition.
Yeah, he went apartment hunting today, and I'm proud of him. yeah, he just wanted me to tell Shante that he wants you on his album and that he wants your contact info.
Oh.
Yeah, he's probably one of the best rappers in the city. He's not crazy, so you could give that to him, I guess. I don't know.
Coolio.
Yeah. Yeah. And he, you know, told everybody that he wanted to be here, but he was a bit busy with something else.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Understood. Well, give a shout out to Ambition as always. We miss him, and we look forward to him being back when he gets back.
Good show. Good
and
show.
I was just gonna say, yeah. Shout out to Ambition, Quake, Double A, Chocolate, and Maestro for holding it down on Saturday night. It was a great show.
And IV
on the ones and twos and Playboy Foreplay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay. Well, question? I mean, I guess we got a couple more things to deal with on the show, right? We've got the cipher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've got the cipher to do, and also I'd like to talk with Sadel a little bit. Young man, in the studio here. We're going to chat with him for a bit, but I don't know. Are we saying goodbye to Shante? Is that
not
what
until,
I'm sensing
not
in the
until she
ear?
Says no more peace.
No.
She can't leave.
Who
until
is
she's got
putting
more
me
peace?
On blast every minute?
They love
I just did
it.
Too. Oh my lord!
Third time's a charm.
We're
you ain't
have
know.
To pay her now.
do you know which one I love, Shante? What I heard you do is the one. What is that? It's you remember when we were at Marilyn's house and you did that piece? I don't know if you can remember. It was like a child's.
I know which one you're talking about.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Maybe. You know which one.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I do, but I don't got my drum.
Oh.
I can use the table, I guess.
Yes, use the table.
Oh, I think I've heard this one.
Everybody knows. All right.
Use the table, then.
The table got bass. Does that kind of, I don't know.
That works.
Yeah, it works.
All right, do it.
Tootsie Roll, snow cone, sugarette, bubble tape. Heavenly hash, ice cream, sour soup, the gummy snake. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lolly. Lynn Street candy store, give me some more of that mm-mm, yummy, yummy, fold the tummy. 10 cents could get you 10 candies. 50 cents would buy you a bag of chips. If you had a dollar, you could call yourself rich. Got to hide the candy bag from all the rest of the kids on the playground. Give me a sip of that Kool-Aid, no huts. Give me a look at that liquor made. Tough luck, gone, 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 get your own, cause I'm going home with my yummy, yummy red, 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 red. What flavor that is? Red, red, red. Kool-Aids and candies, lollipops and gummies. Red Rover, four square, truth dare, double dare. Red light, green light, hide and seek all night. Hopscotch all day, one step, two step, dip and replay while the radio spins. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Loved it.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's my
favorite.
Bible was from. Some of y'all might remember is Ahmad. That was just all the stuff I remember from being a kid and my favorite things from back in the day, including that track, Back in the Day, by Ahmad. So yeah, anyhow.
Well, I mean, the thing that is wonderful about your poetry is the fact that I see myself in your poetry. And I mean, I grew up in across the pond, so to speak. And I mean, I can, you know, what flavor is that? Red?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a classic child's line, right? It's the best flavor.
Yeah. There's no but, cherry strawberry.
No, it was red.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it's great, Shante. I think, and Stubby, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. And thank you guys for bringing me into this circle. I've had a lot of fun talking to you guys. So.
Thanks for coming through, Shante.
Thank you.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Thank you for blessing the airwaves with that.
Thank you.
I'm sad now. I don't want him to leave. I'm like crying right now.
Well, you're welcome to stay around for the rest of the show if you choose. You can.
Yeah,
you can stay. We're not kicking you out or anything. The show is the kitchen table. You stay till you're ready to go home.
You can play some music instead of this.
All right, cool. We'll go to a track and we'll be right back.
Let's get it.
I want you to feel this beat, baby. Okay, let's go. Listen,
what's up?
This ain't the way I wanted it to end.
But I gotta
get missing. You ain't gotta kick me out. I'll get out my own house. But you still need to get your shit together, girl.
What do I do? What do I say?
Gotta get us back to the way that we used to be back in the day.
Of you,
yeah.
Can't do it, Charlie. Can't deal with you, babe. Can't handle the pressure of you,
yeah. Listen,
what's up?
I know you ain't used to us being friends,
but I gotta go.
No more kissing, you ain't gotta go away. But I know I cannot stay, cause you still gotta get your shit together, girl.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Doll. You gon' raise my cholesterol. I gotta lower the phone decibels just to talk, just a thought. I'ma get a girl with her ass just to solve. It's where men dolls like Reservoir and I was Mr. Pink. Remember those nights on the kitchen sink? I was choking you in a good way. Now we in the streets and I'm choking you in a hood way. When the cops come, what I could say? You know how all that gossip is. Next morning, Bossa Perez. Any girl I take out, media take out. I need a break now before I break now. Told me you're Janet Jackson's if you're nasty. And said you wanna cut my nuts off like Jesse Jackson. Classy, oh, why she say that? Ouch, bitch, give me back my couch. And that same couch casting. Now listen to T-Pain ass sing.
Like 1, 2, 3, you can get up at my door.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I don't need your sex, I'm masturbating. You can go to
Whoa!
Feedback.
Whoa!
Miss me with all that.
the mics are hungry. Don't know what that
okay,
was.
Okay, so we got a jam packed 9 and some 1 minutes. First things first, I just want to say, like I said earlier, if you're 18 and up, man, please go vote tomorrow and vote. If you don't know who you're voting for, do it for me. Loan vote
NDP.
Vote, and vote NDP.
Seriously. Whoever the candidate is in your riding.
In your riding.
Whoever the NDP candidate is in your riding and you don't normally vote and you don't know what's going on, vote for them.
NDP.
Because if you're young, they're for you. And that's all you need to know.
If you're a young family and you're not rich, they're for you, man. Seriously.
Understood.
Young families, students. If you're rich, you might want to vote liberal or PC, but
no,
forget all that.
No one should vote PC.
Right.
Anyone but the conservatives. Seriously.
We can deal with the liberals, just don't let, because seriously, man, Ronnie McDonald, Stephen Harper, man, they ain't.
It ain't the business.
No.
It's not the business. So you want to go Daryl Dexter and Jack Layton. That's what you really want to go.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So please,
let's hope so.
Vote.
I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, I'm not just, you know, I don't want to be the monkey in the wrench. That's a saying. But I mean, I'll throw a monkey in the wrench. It's interesting to me because part of me was saying to myself, you know, is it going to be just, you know, the more we kind of shift political orientation, is the more we get of the same old same.
It ain't going to be the same. Only the thing is, the NDP has never got in, so we can't say that. The same old is PC and liberal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they voted in every year, and people complain that it's the same old. If you want a fresh look, NDP, man.
NDP. All right,
we'll
they never
see.
Got a chance. Let's put them in, see what they can do.
Let's
it can't
let's
get
see.
Any worse.
It can't get any
yeah,
worse.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and if you
can't
ask
get
me,
no
I
worse.
Think Rodney McDonald yes. seems kind of two-faced, like kind of a liar.
He is two-faced.
You know, he doesn't stick to his word. He says one thing, then says another. It reminds me of George Bush in a way.
Oh,
you know,
yo,
he says
yo,
one thing and then
yo,
another.
Geez.
No, but that,
but
the
only
is,
not that extreme, though. Not that extreme, of course. No, way, but, way, like, less.
A mini-me George Bush.
You know what? You know what, though? I don't even disagree with that, and I don't even think. I think it might even be to that extreme. It's just he's not in charge of nobody's military.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
And you know
man.
What? I may have just dissed him there, and he's going to be giving me an award later on in the month, but I don't really care.
Exactly.
No, I mean, it's a free country.
I'll say what I want to say.
It won't be him later on in the month, man. Everything goes well. It'll be Daryl Dexter
exactly.
giving you that
we'll
award. So
hopefully, Daryl Dexter. Hopefully.
Exactly.
Okay,
NDP.
Okay,
so bad. You got a few questions?
I got a young man who just walked into the studio a little bit earlier on. Someone who I'm really glad has connected actually with us here. Sidel, why don't you say hello and tell everybody who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, man. And yo, first of all, I want to shout out to my boys, right? You know what I mean? I just got open shit. Shit's popping. But I want to shout out to Vinny De Niro's, eh? My boy, Baby C. Y'all don't know who he is. You guys check him out on MySpace.
Free,
eh?
Free Vinny D.
Yeah, man. Free Vinny D for sure, man. Shout out to his older brother, man. Daddy Love. You know what I mean? Shout out to the boys in Squizzy. You know what I mean? Charles and Creighton. Y'all know that's where I be, man. Come holler at me, eh?
So we met, I think, how many years? It was probably about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was at a, you were part of a documentary that was being filmed in a city called Brother to Brother. And it was, I think it was a weekend retreat or something out. I don't even remember where it was. I just remember driving out there. And it was a retreat for, I guess, youth at risk, connecting with other older mentors in the city, and I just remember we didn't talk, but I just remember you being there. And do you remember that?
Yeah, but about them things, you know what I mean? Like you're trying to help, but you're helping at the wrong time. You know, I'm 15 years old. I'm already done what I done, so I'm gonna do what I'm doing. You know what I mean? You guys gotta help the kids who's growing up, who's 12, who's seeing what's getting done. You know what I mean? You can't just, you know.
Well, you hang on to that. But, I mean,
yeah.
It's interesting. what you're saying, I guess, let's give some real brief context because we don't have a whole bunch of time. But I guess what you know, you were 15 years old when you attended that when you were at that documentary.
Yeah.
And you're basically saying that was kind of, you know, connecting you with a mentor at that time. You're saying it was too late?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even a mentor for me.
It wasn't.
I didn't know the dude. I was on community service.
Yeah.
So it was way too late for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What time would have been better?
I was 12 years old, so I was doing my thing young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
so I
would holler at when they're 12. You know what I mean? That's when, like right now, summertime, they should have a basketball thing going on, a tournament or something in the dummy field. You know what I mean? That's in Squizzy, right? Square Town. I don't know why they ain't got nothing like that for the kids. Wintertime, they got the skating rink. Who skates in the hood?
Mm.
Come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, real talk.
So what you're saying, and you're saying that activities would have made, if would that have made a difference for you? I mean, if they had a, what do you say, a basketball?
That people can afford.
Okay.
You know?
You see that as a problem, eh?
Yeah, that's a big problem.
I think we got another guest for next week.
I think so too.
Because we got 4 minutes left, and I got a lot of MCs in here.
Yeah,
trying,
man.
We'll
have Sidel on next week.
Y'all will check me on the mic in a minute, y'all. So okay. Holla.
So we're ready for that. We're ready for the cipher.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do that.
All right. So final thoughts, everyone, before we get the beat on.
The show was dope.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so
good
basically,
show.
Good show, everyone. Oh, yeah, okay.
Great
so
show.
I'm going to throw the beat on. We got about less than 4 minutes left, so I'm going to throw the beat on. All the MCs, please get a mic and some headphones. Please. When you hear the beat.
Oh, I got my mic here, right?
Yeah, you have
oh, yeah.
I just need someone to designate to say they got to go first. Who's going first? I just need someone to jump on and
yo,
be hungry.
Yo, I got this.
Okay, cool. When you hear the beat, just go ahead with it.
All right. Yeah.
Youth Now Radio, people, check y'all back.